Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gerald Riggs' second touchdown, Super Bowl 26 right there.
He lived in the end zone.
His stats that year are unreal. Gerald Riggs that season had 78 carries and 11 touchdowns. I mean,
that's crazy.
It's crazy. But that team was loaded, and he was the perfect goal line back. I want to go to the BetQL guest line here, presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. And welcome in our friend, Mr. David Aldridge from The Athletic. David is the editor-in-chief of The Athletic DC, but way back 30 years ago, DA was covering...
He was only 14 then.
He was covering the Washington Redskins for the Washington Post. DA, what's up, man? How are you?
What's up, fellas? Good to talk to you again.
What's up, D?
I'm good, D.
DA, what was your day like 30 years ago today?
Well, let's be straight on the timeline. Now, I was not covering the team in 1991.
Okay.
I came a little later.
Okay.
But I certainly watched the game. And
gotcha.
Certainly remember. And as I told my 14-year-old son the other day, I said, I really feel bad for you. Because when I was your age, I expected them to go to the Super Bowl every year.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that for a decade. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It was 10 years of, well, they're probably going to go to the Super Bowl this year, right? Or they have a good chance of going to the Super Bowl. And the basement, the floor was probably go 10-6 this year. That was the floor for a decade of football in this town. Was the absolute worst you expected was 10-6.
You know, Dave,
it tells you.
Go ahead.
No, I just said it's just amazing how I felt bad for my son. I really did, because I was like, that's what it was like for me growing up in this town.
You know, I remember getting drafted by this team back in 1990, and my offensive coordinator, Coach Barry Wilson, in Louisiana. He said, you go to that team, the Washington Redskins, they're in the Super Bowl every 5 years. So it wasn't just people here that thought it. He was saying that in Louisiana. He played at LSU. He was coaching at my school, University of Southwestern Louisiana. He told that to me. They had won the Super Bowl in 87. And
yeah.
Then in 92, what did we do again? So I was thinking, yeah. Okay, we're going back in 97. You know, I was counting them up.
I mean, in Gibbs' first tenure with the team, this is how good the NFC and the NFC East particularly were. Gibbs had two 10-6 seasons where the team didn't even go to the playoffs. At 10-6, to your point, DA, that the worst you thought they would be is 10-6. And we're trying like hell not to compare then to now because it gets ugly. When you were that 91 team, when did you know they were a real Super Bowl threat or a potential Super Bowl winner?
You know, it was early because they came out the gate. They were clobbering people. Like they beat Detroit 45-0 in the first game.
Yeah,
that might have been they had three shutouts in their first five games. You know, like so the defense was playing, and you know that year, you remember this? They didn't miss here. Like, he didn't miss a guy all year. I've never seen a guy be that accurate. Was that season.
And the deep ball, too. I remember Rippon's deep ball that year. But he threw it on a rope, even going 50 yards deep to Gary Clark. It never has that high arcer. He must have just had a cannon because it always seemed to stay like on a straight line rather than that high arc.
He had a big arm. He had a big arm. You know, he couldn't hit B. Mitch on a little clearing route 5 yards in front of him. He'd throw it at B. Mitch's feet. But he could throw the ball 60 yards downfield like nobody's business, you know. So it was evident to me early that they were good, like really good, you know. And again, so after like they started 11-0 that year, I think, you know.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
So certainly after 5 or 6 games, it was clear to me that they were – the only thing that could beat them was them. I didn't think anybody – there was nobody in the conference that you looked at and said – well, they got to worry about that team. But Dallas wasn't quite there yet. They were starting to turn it around, but they weren't quite there yet. You know, even Chicago, even 49ers were good. To me, I remember them being a little off that year for their standards, right?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I just don't remember thinking anybody in the conference was like, whoa. And Brian, you would know better than me. I mean, I don't remember. Were y'all circling somebody that year, saying that's the team?
Well, Gary's he mentioned it several times. It was the Giants because I think the Giants had won 6 times straight against the defending Super Bowl champions, and we felt that was our Achilles heel. So once we beat them, I think everybody felt okay. We're good now. It's just like you got the bully. The bully who's been beating you up all the time, and finally you punch him in the face, and he's done. You know, he drops down. He starts telling you, please don't hit me again. We felt after we beat the Giants, that's how it was.
So that was basically it.
Talking with David Aldridge here. You can follow him at David Aldridge DC. Does fine work for The Athletic, runs The Athletic DC. We're talking about Mark Rypien there. If you want to hear Mark Rypien, he'll be on later today with Grant and Danny at 6 o'clock. Don't miss any of that interview. Plus, they got Joe Jacoby, Mark Schlereth joining their show. The original hogs, the guys that made the whole engine work. DA, when you got...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A team like that in this city, It's hard because I've got so many young fans. Or you're talking about your own son. Like, it's almost impossible to remember what that felt like. I was a kid, but the whole city just buzzed about the Skins.
Yeah. No, they were remember, there was no baseball there at the time. You know, there was no baseball team in town. And there hadn't been for 20 years. So, you know, baseball had kind of been put to the side by most people in town in the 80s and the 90s. There were Caps fans, but it was nothing like it was like it is now. You know, pre Ovechkin, the Caps simply were not that important in the city. They, you know, they had fans,
totally,
but nothing like it is now. And the Wizards had they were the Bullets then. They were not good in you know, the second half of the 80s. The first half they made the playoffs and were okay, but then they started to really fall off. So there was no competition really, like from a sports standpoint, and they were good and they were elite and every year, and again, Brian, you know better than I do, but every year for a decade, no matter what the score was at halftime, it didn't matter if they were up by 10 or down by 10. You thought the same thing went through my head every week. We'll figure out something. We'll figure something out. He'll come up with something. You know, whatever it was that they had to do to win that game that day, he'll figure something out. And he and Pettibone will figure something out. You know, and they did. they did. You know, so, you know, and so you never were like, I mean, you were, there was tension because they were, you know, you play a lot of close games in football, but it was always a sense of they'll figure something out and win the game. And so that was just, it was just so they were the overwhelming far number one story in you know, in newspapers, on TV, on radio. There was nothing. There really wasn't much else that anybody else really talked about than the football team.
Dave, you look at that team and the success that they had, and I know there are a lot of other teams that had a lot of individual talents. Why do you, I mean? And people have said they consider them with the DVOA and all the different things they can throw stuff together. Some of people have said it's the best football team ever. Why do you think that a lot of people in football don't give that team the credit that they deserve?
Well, because there's no sexy stars on it. You know, like, you know, Mark was this quiet guy, didn't say much. Art didn't say much, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Charles Mann didn't say much. So all your star players, you know, the biggest stars on the team. I mean, B, you were probably the most boisterous guy on that squad. You and Gary, you know, like, there weren't a lot of guys that called attention to themselves, you know, like, you know, you guys played Buffalo in the Super Bowl and, you know, Bruce Smith's a great player. Don't get me wrong. He's a great player, but you know, Bruce,
he got handled.
Put himself out there. Bruce put himself out there. Right.
Yeah.
So, and then and then you think about it, like, who was the most, like I would say, the most important part of the team was the offensive line, right?
Yeah.
So none of those guys talked about themselves very much. They didn't put themselves out there. They talked about themselves as a group, you know, but nobody was like a star offensive guard. You know what I mean? So it was like,
right.
It was just a very quiet team. And, and Gibbs obviously wanted it that way. And so that's part of it, you know, and they just did not have, you know, they didn't have that Dion or that Michael Irvin type of, or LT kind of, you know, lightning rod that people kind of all wanted to see every week. It was just 11 guys dominating, you know, week in and week out in all three phases. And there wasn't anybody like saying, look at me.
DA, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate you, D.
Hold on. I'd be remiss if we have David Aldridge on, and I don't ask you about this damn Wizards loss last night. They were up 35.
As I said, it was pathetic. It was pathetic. And I've been around, you know, I started covering the team in 1987 as the backup guy on the beat. Then we're full-time in 88. Covering was the full-time was the beat writer for 5 years. And then, you know, obviously I live here. So I see, you know, I go to their games a bunch and cover them and write about them a lot. Certainly have written about them this year for The Athletic. And it was the most pathetic performance I've seen in 35 years.
Damn.
It was pathetic. you know, it wasn't like I was talking to somebody this morning, and it's like, you know, you could Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are playing, and they just decide, I'm just going to be great for a half and see what happens. And they bring a team back, and they win the game. You don't like it, but you can at least explain that away, right? You can at least say, okay, two All-Stars just played great, and we don't have anybody as good as they are. If you were on the road, if you were in L.A., and you blew a 35-point lead because their crowd got into it, you got discombobulated, and their guys fed off the home crowd, and you lost, okay, it's not good, but at least you could explain it. Literally lost two backups last night.
Yeah.
Backups.
Yeah. I mean, that's a terrible one.
They started their backups in the third quarter. You're up 30. They have a game tonight. They were like, we don't even care about this game anymore. We got a game. Well, I think they're in Orlando tonight. We got to play Orlando tomorrow. So we're going to rest our starters, and we're going to play our backups the second half.
Crazy. It was pathetic.
They literally have a guy named Jay Scrub on their team. They literally have a scrub on their team.
Wait. The guy, that's his real
name,
Dave?
His name is literally Scrub.
I didn't know that.
They let the Scrubs beat him.
DA, thank you so much, dude. Always appreciate your time.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
You got me laughing now. The great David Aldridge. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. We'll be right back taking some phone calls before Monty Coleman. Yes, that Monty Coleman joins us at 1 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.